Wake, how are we doing this morning? Let's go. What up, dude? All right. My name's Mike, or Michael, if I haven't met you guys. I am a leader in Wake, sixth grade boys, Richardson. They're over here somewhere. What's up, dudes? All right. Well, man, it is such an honor to get up here and talk to you guys today, get to teach you. Today, we are going to be in Psalm chapter 40. So if you have your Bibles, go ahead and turn to Psalm 40. If you don't have a Bible, let us know. We'll get you one. But like I said, it's an honor. This is a chapter that God really used early on in my walk as a believer to just show me more about himself, right? And my prayer is that you guys will, he'll share the same thing that he shared with me to you guys today. Now, if you guys read the Bible, hopefully y'all do, right? It's a really, really good habit to get into to pray before you do and just ask the Lord to speak through the word, so that you will hear what he has to say to you guys. All right, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to pray for us real quick, and then we'll get started. Father, thank you so much that you are good, that you are merciful, that you love us, Lord. Maybe there's some people here that don't fully know that to be true yet, or maybe we do, but regardless, Lord, I pray that you would teach us more as we dive into your word, that you would show us more about who you are, Lord. In your name I pray, amen. All right, well, before I get started, here's what I want you guys to do, all right? So we've all got fears, right? I want you to think of a fear that you have, but not just any fear, okay? I want you to think of a fear that's a little out of the ordinary, right? I want you to think of a fear that, like, not a lot of people have, okay? Now, think of what that is, and I'm going to tell you guys what my fear was when I was you guys' age, all right? So my fear when I was y'all's age was quicksand, right? I don't know if you know what quicksand is. Maybe you do, maybe you don't, but basically, my dad told me about quicksand when I was a kid, and he explained it like this, right? It's a sand-like substance that has water in it, but it looks dry on top. So what will happen is an animal or a person will walk into the quicksand, not knowing that they're about to sink. They start to sink into it, right? And I remember when my dad explained that to me, I was like, well, why wouldn't I just turn around and walk out, right? Why wouldn't I just turn around and get out of the quicksand? And he goes, that's the thing about quicksand, is that once you start to sink, the more you try and pull yourself out of it, the deeper you sink in, right? It sucks you down into it. So I remember hearing that and being like, dude, that is terrifying. Like, I never want to be caught in quicksand. Like, I'm going to stay as far away from that stuff as I possibly can. And what's kind of funny is that as we dive into this chapter, David has that vision of quicksand in the first couple of verses. So again, we're in Psalm 40. We're going to read first couple verses and just kind of meditate on those, see what God has to show for us, okay? I want you to do something, though. As we're reading this, I want you to picture yourself as an adventurer. You've gone off into the woods, and you found yourself sinking into quicksand, okay? So starting off verse 1, it says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry, right? So David is crying out, and that's exactly how I would be acting if I found myself caught in quicksand, okay? But quicksand aside, maybe you're hearing that and you say, like, man, crying out to the Lord, I relate to that, right? That makes a lot of sense. Maybe you're going through something. Maybe you're you know, having family troubles, or maybe you're being hurt by other people. Maybe you're being bullied or something like that. And if that's the case, I just want to say I'm so sorry. Because of sin and death, there are some things that are not as they should be. And so because of that, we go through pain in this world. So I'm so sorry. Now, maybe your response is more like mine would have been at y'all's age. Like, if I had read this verse and I had heard the words like, man, I cry out to the Lord, I would have been like, that's great, but I don't really relate to that, right? I mean, things are good for me. I have a really cool group of friends. I play sports. I play baseball. You know, maybe you girls, you're in gymnastics or, you know, art or whatever it may be, but life is good, right? And we don't really relate to that. And what I want you guys to know is that whether we realize it or not, everyone is crying out in a certain way, okay? And so I'm going to share a little bit of my story. For me, at y'all's age, the way that I was crying out without realizing it was I already started to kind of maybe disrespect my parents, right? Or maybe when they told me to do something, I thought I knew better. I didn't really want to do it, okay? Another way was comparison. I struggled deeply with comparison at y'all's age, and I started to kind of form cliques, right? There's popular, more popular kids. I wanted to be a part of that group. I wanted to be recognized by those people. And maybe there were some kids that were not as popular and I would kind of shun them and push them away, right? And so I was crying out whether I realized it or not. As I got older, this kind of formed to, it continued to form. And what that looked like is when I was around, you know, a little bit older than you guys, I'm, again, trying to be part of the popular crowd. And what they're doing, they're drinking at an age that they shouldn't be, stuff like that. And I start to, you know, well, I want to be part of them. Even though I'm in the church, right? I was raised in the church. I want to be, you know, part of the cool crowd, right? And so I start to kind of give into that stuff. I start to speak in a way that does not honor God, the way that I should not be speaking. I start to have inappropriate relationships with people. I start to look at inappropriate things online that I should not be looking at, right? And this continues on, but the funny thing about it was that, man, we all know that's sinful, but I didn't want to stop. See, I found it enjoyable, right? And that continued, and what that looked like as I got older and older, at the age of 16, that actually led to me denouncing my faith in Jesus. Like, I was raised in the church, but I turned away. As I got older, I started to look at it like, man, my parents raised me in this, right? And you know, as a kid, I saw this as the word of God. But as I got older, I just started to see this as a book of rules. I was like, man, I think, you know, because I've experienced this and it's more enjoyable, I think I'm going to turn away from this. So I denounced my faith at 16, and my life continued. I actually moved out when I was 17, and I continued down that same road. You know, sin as a kid turned into sin as an adult, and what that turned into, the things that I found super, super enjoyable as a younger guy, they were no longer as enjoyable. I like I said, I was part of these groups of friends, and what had happened is I had a lot of friends turn their back on me. I had a lot of friends betray me. I was part of a lot of different, like, relationships that were very, very hurtful, that deeply scarred me, right, that ended very poorly. I actually witnessed friends of mine who were close to me. I witnessed their sin lead them into literal death. There's a saying that sin leads to death, and that comes from the scripture. But that led me to a place where, man, every day was harder than the one before. And I was in such a bad place. I was so insecure. I was so angry at the world. But I didn't want to admit it. I was so prideful, I couldn't admit defeat to anybody. So I continued on and on. And like I said, things got worse and worse. Now, David describes the place that I was at in verse 2. All right, so we're going to read verse 2 and see what he says. So he says, "He brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock, making my footsteps firm." So picture, again, let's go back to that analogy. All right, we're an adventurer. We're stuck in the woods in a pit of quicksand. We're all by ourselves, right? Sin, obviously, was a lot like quicksand to me, okay? It brought me a lot deeper than I wanted to go, and it kept me for a lot longer than I wanted to stay. Now, there's a verse in James 1, 4, 14 through 16. It describes this very well. It says, "But each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. Then when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is fully accomplished, it brings forth death." And I watched that verse come true, right? Remember, I thought of my sin as very small and insignificant when it started out. What I also want to challenge you guys to do today, ask yourself this: what is some sin, as maybe small and insignificant as it seems, what is some sin in my life right now that's keeping me from knowing the Lord more? And if you think to yourself and you can't think of anything, I want you to remember, again, I thought of mine as very insignificant. Remember where it led. And if you have trouble seeing any kind of sin, it's a really awesome thing to pray and ask the Lord to reveal sin to you, because he will. He's faithful to do that. So we come to this problem, right? And some of you guys have been coming to church for a long time, and you've heard this time and time again. Some of you haven't, right? But because of sin, you know, we were created by a God who loves us. He is actually perfect. Sin has separated us from that God, okay? And so our sin, as we read in James, leads us to death. It actually says in Romans 6:23 that the wages of sin is death, okay? Or read it like this: the penalty for sin is death. That's why death exists, is because we are sinful, right? But it also goes on to say, it says, the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Okay, so Jesus is the only way out of that pit of destruction. And I'm here to tell you guys that today, like, I'm living proof that Jesus is the only way out of that, right? He came to earth and he died on a cross. He was brutally murdered for us because he loves us, but then he rose from the dead. And now he offers us eternal life, Okay? So David has this very, very relatable response in verse 3. All right, so look at verse 3 with me. It says, "He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and will trust the Lord." Now, just to finish off my story so you guys know how it ended, I'm here now, obviously. About a year and a half ago, man, I got down on my knees and I prayed that the Lord would save me. And he did, and he transformed my life. And I'm so thankful for him, to him for that. I want you to take you guys again back to that scenario. You're stuck in the quicksand, and a guy walks through the woods, and he walks up to you, and you can't get out, right? I was going to say he extends an arm out to help you up, but that's not what Jesus did. See, Jesus walked into the quicksand with you, picks you up, and he pulls you out. He walks you out, right? Now imagine this. How crazy would it be for me to shake his hand and to be like, "Oh, thank you so much, sir. Thank you for pulling me out," and then walk right back into the quicksand, right? That would be insane, right? And so David's response is saying, no, he's going to praise God. As a matter of fact, again, let's use that analogy. I'm in the jungle. This guy saves me. I'm going to stick very, very close to him. I'm going to follow him from here on out. And there's the sad truth is that there are other people, there are other adventurers, there are other explorers out there who are still stuck in quicksand, right? And so our response to Jesus saving us, is praise, right? And he says, many will see and fear and will trust the Lord, because all David can do is he can't help but talk about it, right? Maybe you're hearing this and you're thinking like, man, I don't know if I do know Jesus, right? And if that's the case, I want you to know something. So it's important to know that going to church and reading your Bible and praying, all these things are really, really good. And they are a response to Jesus saving us. But those are not what makes you a Christian. Right? You see, you are saved only by putting your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. A very good verse that sums this up very simply for us. It's Romans 10:13, and it says, "Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You are simply, just like I was, simply saved by crying out to Jesus, asking him to save you, right? My prayer is that each and every one of you guys, every heart in here, would know that and would know Jesus. And in closing, we're about to break up and go into small groups and kind of discuss this, but in closing, what I want to share a story with you guys. So when I was y'all's age, I remember, I was growing up, I grew up in the church, right? And this guy comes in and teaches us one week. And he tells us this really alarming statistic. He says, man, statistically speaking, 70% of you are going to leave when you become adults. Y'all are going to leave the church. And I remember hearing that at y'all's age, and I was like, man, there's no way that I'm going to leave the church. There's no way I'm going to be part of that statistic, right? And ironically, only 3 years later, and I would become part of that statistic. I want you to know something else. I heard about quicksand for the first time, and I was terrified. And I remember saying, like, man, I never want to get caught in quicksand. But the ironic thing is that I already was caught in quicksand, and I was sinking deeper and deeper and deeper in, and I didn't realize it. My greatest fear had come true. But because Jesus loves us, because he loves me, I'm still here, and he rescued me from that pit of destruction, just like he did for David, man. And so I pray that that would be true of every single one of you guys as well. And I pray that you guys would also not have to go to the depths of the pit of destruction and experience that. That y'all would know that Jesus is the only way at this age, because that's awesome. I'm going to pray us out real quick. Well, Father, thank you so much for every heart in here, Lord. I thank you for your truth, for the gospel, that you are mighty to save and that you love us as your children, Lord. I pray that every heart in here would truly know that and that you would transform them to know others and to go and share the gospel with others, Lord. Thank you so much. Give us authenticity and honesty as we talk about Psalm 40 together in small group. Help us to be bold. In your name I pray. Amen.